Okay, Jackson. How's your team's discussion about the themes for the STEM fair?
Yes, after some rather heated discussions, we finally decided on three themes. The first one is called The Living World, which will be about interesting living things on our planet. The second theme is called Things to Improve the World, things like aeroplanes, computers, microwave ovens, and things like that. The third theme is called Numbers and Us. We hope that through this theme, people will get to know more about how mathematics is closely related to everyday life.
Sounds great. Natalie, have you noted down the three themes?
Yes, they are the living world, things to improve the world, and numbers and us.
Excellent, thanks. Talking about things to improve our world, last week we signed an agreement to borrow some very interesting exhibits from Global Invention Centre in London, and one thing Jackson has been helping with is to find an alternative venue to display the exhibits in case we cancel the STEM fair.
So, we will still display the exhibits even when we cancel the fair?
Yes. It has taken us a long time to make this arrangement to borrow the exhibits, and we have already paid the money. It would be a waste if we just return them.
I see.
So, Jackson, has your team found any suitable venues?
Yes, we've found one suitable alternative venue. Sunlight Secondary School.
Sunlight Secondary School. OK. Any specific reasons why this school is chosen?
Yes. Firstly, the school is in a convenient location. There is an MTR station nearby. Also, there are over 10 bus routes that have a stop near the school.
OK, that's certainly a convenient location. Very good.
Secondly, the school hall is very big. We've done an estimate that even with 200 to 250 people in the school hall at the same time, you won't feel crowded at all.
OK, very good. A big school hall.
Yes, also the school has facilities for people with physical disabilities. Facilities for the disabled are a main factor for choosing this school. Lastly, the school only charged us $10,000 for 5 days, the cheapest of all the places on our shortlist.
Thanks, Jackson, for securing such a good alternative venue. Next, let's talk about the science fiction competition. Alex, what have your team decided on the content requirement of the stories?
We've looked at many other sci-fi competitions and found that most of them don't specify any content requirement. So at first, we thought we might do the same. But then we decided that at least there should be some guidance on the content. So now the guidance is that the story should be about a situation that involves a new technology or an invention, and how it affects the characters.
About a situation that involves a new technology or an invention, and how it affects the characters. That's very general.
Yes, that's what we want. But by specifying that the story needs to involve a new technology or an invention, we are giving writers a clear guideline about what we expect. And the part about how the new technology or invention affects the characters is a general reminder to new writers, so they won't get too carried away by focusing too much on the new technology or invention.
Very good. Thanks, Alex. OK, two more things to talk about. First, about recruiting volunteer helpers. I think we want senior secondary students. I mean students from secondary 4 to secondary 6. What do you think?
I think secondary 4 students are a bit too young, and secondary 6 students, they need to prepare for the HKDSE. So what about just secondary 5 students?
Yes, I agree with Jackson. Secondary 6 students will need to focus on the public exam, and I don't think it's a good idea to distract them. Secondary 5 students are more mature than secondary 4 students. Also, the public exam pressure is not immediate for them.
Okay, I agree. Another thing is that we will provide training to all our volunteer helpers. The training is 3 days.
3 days of training? That's rather long.
Oh, sorry, it's 3 half-days of training. We will need that to cover all areas. Also, all volunteer helpers will get a travel allowance.
How much?
$100 a day.
$100 per day. For both the training days and their working days?
Only for the working days, not the training days. But we will provide lunch for them on both the training days and working days.
OK. Free lunches on both the training and working days. That's great.
Lastly, I'd like to let you know the voting results of the entertainment activities for the fair.
I voted for the Moonwalk Experience Chamber. I think many of us voted for it.
Well, yes, the Moonwalk Experience Chamber got the most votes. The other one that was chosen is the multiplayer video games.
Multiplayer video games may sound a bit common, but they are always popular. Everyone loves playing video games.
Yes. We hope these 2 entertainment activities will draw more visitors and provide them with some real fun. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks, everyone.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.